Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. The COVID-19 pandemic has been especially difficult for Wisconsin's artistic and cultural industries. More than 96,000 Wisconsinites are employed in arts and culture. And since the beginning of the pandemic, more than a third of them have filed for unemployment. While some states have created emergency funds for these industries, Wisconsin hasn't. In fact, among U.S. states, Wisconsin ranks dead last for the amount of funding the state generally provides to arts and culture. A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum looks at the impact this could have on Wisconsin's economy and our cultural organizations. Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher at the Forum, and he joins me now to talk about the report. Joe Pietrangelo, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me.
So to start here, how are arts and cultural organizations doing in Wisconsin before this pandemic even began?
Well, so what we looked at was the size of the sector and how it contributes to the state's economy. Obviously, arts and culture also contribute a lot to our quality of life and also to education, but we were looking at the economic contributions, and we saw that the sector has been growing over time and actually makes up a surprisingly large part of the state's economy, though the growth has been slower recently and hasn't kept pace with the overall state economy. And employment also had shrunk a little bit. But like I said, this sector is quite large. Arts and culture contributed $10.1 billion to the state's economy in 2017. And over 96,000 people were employed either part-time or full-time in arts and culture. So it's a big sector, but it hasn't been growing as quickly recently.
I think it is surprising for people to hear just how large it is in the context of Wisconsin's overall GDP. Now, when we look at the conditions of the pandemic, I think people are going to be familiar with some of the unique challenges that these institutions are facing. But what are some of those challenges?
Well, yeah, so arts and culture includes a range of different types of activities, from visual arts, performing arts, design, to, like I said, education, arts education. But, you know, a lot of that work, especially the ones that involve performing arts, the whole purpose is to bring groups of people together to experience the performance. So the fact that those activities haven't been able to happen for several months, really since March, we haven't really had any performing arts or very little happening in the state. It has a major impact on the stability of the organizations and on individual artists and performers being able to continue to make a living. We saw that roughly a third of people employed in Wisconsin in arts, entertainment, and recreation filed claims for unemployment by July 5th, from the start of the pandemic to July 5th. So a very large percentage, and that's certainly larger when you look at specifically people in performing arts. And it was one of the hardest hit sectors when it comes to unemployment.
Yeah. In my previous life, I was a professional actor, so I have a lot of friends and family who are still involved in acting specifically. And I know many of them haven't been able to work really since the pandemic began. But different organizations have been getting some financial aid. What has that looked like here in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, so first of all, the federal government has provided quite a bit of assistance, some of it specifically for arts and culture organizations, through the CARES Act and through funding that went to the National Endowment for the Arts and then went out to states. About $1 million came into Wisconsin that was then distributed out to arts organizations. Also, the CARES Act included the Paycheck Protection Program, which provided loans to many arts organizations in the state that helped them to make their payroll and keep people employed. So those were some, you know, very helpful things from the federal government. On the state level, we found that some states have created emergency funds specifically directed to arts and culture. Illinois, for example, created the Arts for Illinois Relief Fund, and that includes public funding and private funding going into it for artists, individual artists, as well as arts organizations. And similarly, Iowa created the Arts and Culture Emergency Relief Fund. So that's two examples of states that have stepped in with some temporary relief really directed towards this sector. The baseline, though, and this is something that we found when we looked at just in general, how does Wisconsin support arts and culture? We found Wisconsin actually ranks last of the 50 states in terms of the state funding that it dedicates to arts and culture. In 2020, that was about $770,000, where in Minnesota, which was actually ranked first in the nation, that state put $41 million into arts and culture. Illinois is, other close neighbor put $13.4 million. So much larger amounts of money going in some of our neighboring states.
Is there a reason that Wisconsin's amount of aid, just the baseline aid, has continued to be so low?
I don't have the answer of why that is or why we would be ranked at the bottom. I know that there have been some proposals to increase that funding, but they haven't gone through. Through the last budget, for example, there would have been some increased funding going into that. And that money goes to the Wisconsin Arts Board. That's the organization that then distributes it out to arts organizations around the state. But yeah, their funding has actually declined. You know, we looked back the last decade or so, and we saw that that funding has actually gone down. And I can't really explain why that is.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it's a bit hard to explain why something isn't, especially in this case. But we do know that organizations, here in Milwaukee especially, have been suffering as a result of the pandemic. You actually partnered for some of the information in the report. You partnered with UPAF, the United Performing Arts Fund. Can you tell us a bit about what their partner organizations are experiencing right now?
Yeah, so UPAF surveyed its member organizations, and there were 13 organizations that responded to the survey. And these are performing arts organizations, but they really range pretty dramatically from very small organizations to very large professional ones. Some are dedicated to youth, so they're really education focused, where others are really performance based. Pretty diverse mix, but all in the performing arts. And what they collected was the number of layoffs and furloughed or staff who had reduced pay, which was over 500 across the organizations. They captured a lot of canceled performances, a lot of thousands of students not receiving programming, etc. And overall, across the 13 organizations, there was a net financial loss for the season that just ended of about $2.5 million. And they're projecting going forward that there will be continued losses and staff reductions for the upcoming season, because really this is a sector that was, some of these businesses were some of the first to close and are likely to be some of the last to open.
Yeah. It seems like we're looking at a future where there might not be a lot of funding coming from the state level, just if history is providing any precedent here. What could that mean for some of these institutions moving forward?
Well, I think it, like you said, we don't know what's going to happen at the state level or the federal level. There are several bills that have been proposed at the federal level, but we don't know what's going to happen with those. But it does put more pressure on, trying to attract private funding support, as well as, creative ways for the organizations to do virtual events or other ways for them to earn revenue, which it's certainly not going to earn them probably as what they normally would, but at least to have some supplementary income from some alternative ways of performing. But yeah, it puts pressure on UPAF as an example, as a funding source that brings in private sector support. They are trying to bring in as much funding as they normally would in a typical year. And I know that's been challenging because, of course, you have a lot of competing needs right now. It's not only arts and culture, though they are one of the hardest hit sectors. There are a lot of other needs out there. And also you have a lot of people who are have been personally financially hurt by the pandemic themselves and are therefore less likely to be able to pay or to contribute to these organizations. So it's just a very challenging picture.
Yeah. Well, Joe, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you again.
Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher for the Wisconsin Policy Forum and a lead author on its recent report, Arts and Culture in a Pandemic. You can find more of our conversations with the Policy Forum at wuwm.com.